Oh, hi, Kevin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
I was actually following up regarding your account and the past due payment. It looks like we're having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, that business has been shut down.
Oh, okay. So I need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to the hold coming off on February 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance.
Okay.
However, not sure if you're operating under a different business name, because on the call tracking number, you have leads as early as frequently as of the 27th of January, where a guy called you to demo his house, and you said that you were still operating as a business and you could do it.
January 27th? No, it wasn't me.
Yeah. So... Oh, you know what? That's actually January 27th of 2024. I'm looking at that. He said his house had been in a fire, and he wanted you to demo it.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Okay,
yeah, that
was, I thought that was more recent. Okay, got it. Well, if that makes sense. Because it says your account had been on hold for 11 months, and people usually don't get leads while it's on hold. So I thought that's pretty unique that it's, you know, you got leads while you were on hold. So, okay, so let me give you a couple of options, because if the business is no more, your program does include $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. You definitely wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if all you need to do is settle the balance and cancel. So I could at least take those off for you, and that would reduce the past due amount to just $199. And then on top of that, I could put a $50 service credit because, you know, maybe you weren't, it says here in the notes that they did go over the 3-day cancellation policy with you, but, you know, maybe you forgot about it or something.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, at least put a $50 service credit on here for you, and that would reduce the past due amount to $149. And then the good news is you're catching it in time because, you know, if it just sits here, you know, right now it's just past due, you know, for $299, and then come March 5th, that reoccurs to $598, and it continues to do so until this settles, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either. You know what I mean?
Yes, understand.
Mm-hmm. So
yes,
let me just...
I mean, my email is still active.
Oh, good. Okay. So let me just make some adjustments here to your billing. And then are you able to do the $149 today?
No, not today.
Not today? Okay. Well, I can give you some time on it. No problem. So I would just recommend, you know, do it before at least, you know, March 2nd. I'm sure you don't need that much time, but as long as you get it done before March 2nd, we can prevent that March 5th charge from hitting. Then, you know, you won't have two charges. You'll just have the one. You'll settle it, and then we'll cancel it out, and you'll be good to go, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too.
Thanks. You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.